I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at the bottom of the 4 o'clock hour, even though Tyler is refusing to watch any type of baseball, he says,
I'll check box scores.
He is going to have best bets, and he wants to move them up earlier because the start of some of the games that he has best bets on. So even though he's not watching any of it, you should trust him. Coming up a little bit later on.
Al Davis.
He was rolling here. He was rolling. He got three of five yesterday, and unbelievably, the one he didn't get was, I'm assuming you lost $100 too.
Yeah, a little more. There's some juice.
100 plus a Durant.
Yeah, there's some juice on it.
Yeah, that's
it was thought to be a throw in the ocean, and it didn't happen. They tried though. Young fella tried.
Did he? Good God, man.
Well, Jake Browning, yeah. He threw it his way. He just covered most of the time.
Yeah. And where he was on his back.
Yeah, it was not pretty. I mean, taking the over and catches for a receiver with a backup quarterback, I don't know if that was a great idea.
He can't play dead in a horrible.
Well, I don't know, but he got 16 targets and 14 receptions the first time they played.
Yeah, no.
And one argument with his OC.
Yeah.
Or head coach, who was
it? Yeah, he was high.
I mean, it wasn't from a lack of effort.
Zach's on his way out. That's a scary group. They get the right coach in there. That Bengals team. And that's they get the right guy. Like if they find themselves a Harbaugh or something like that. That'll be an interesting job.
Yeah,
I think it'll come open, right? I don't think Zach's going to get after this year. Although they may set up a Joe got hurt.
I mean, you look at that. I mean, if you are management in Cincinnati, you're firing the only team to. Well, I guess not now, but the only team to knock off the Bengals, I mean the Chiefs during their dynasty. You're talking about a team that last year lost five games and scored 30 or more points. He's an offensive-minded coach and has not been able to figure out the defensive side of the ball.
Except for when Lou was there for a run.
And they made a run to a Super Bowl with that. So, yeah, I think it's a little more
– I don't know. It just seemed like it's been a minute, man. And
I agree.
And
its course, maybe.
And they have weird starts. Oddly enough, except for this year when they got to 2-0, and I don't know, they seem like they don't have it together all the time. I don't know, it's weird. I don't know. It just feels like Zach may be out of this thing. I don't know. We'll see. But T Mills,
who's the hot OC? Kingsbury. Joe Brady was his OC at LSU. Yeah.
I don't know who is the hot OC. I guess that's it.
I mean, I got to believe if they were to move on from him, Joe Brady would be in the conversation. Isn't he the OC in Buffalo right now?
Yeah, he's the Buffalo. Yeah. Yeah, they kind of soured on him after the Panthers.
Yeah, that little stint. But I got to think that Joe and Jamar.
Matt Kafka was hot there for a second. I don't know if that's still the case. I don't think Todd Monken is. He refuses to give the ball to to Derrick Henry.
Well, I think it would have to be the fit for Burrow, right?
Yeah.
And so it would have to start with Joe Brady. I mean, unless Burrow just hates the guy.
Or somebody else in that system tree yeah. that may I think Brian Callahan's talked himself out of that. I don't know. Well, yeah, we'll see. Don't know who's out there with the Rams or with the Niners. Or if LaFleur has somebody over there, but you know, in those systems you could think of, I don't know. All right, it was media day yesterday with the Rockets, and Kevin Durant spoke about a few things, he spoke about his two teammates, and they were taking the photos yesterday of what feels like the Rockets' new big three, the Şengün and Amen Thompson and himself. This was Durant on his thoughts of his two new teammates.
Just unique set skill sets, body types that I haven't played with before. Amen being just a do-everything, 6'7", athletics, just like a freak of nature. I don't think we've ever seen that type of athleticism, the way he uses his athleticism. I don't think we have seen that in our league. So to be alongside that, I'm excited for. And then Şengün, I play with some bigs that are great at what they do. Great role playing bigs that can guard in the post, but could set great screens, that can finish over the rim, that can block shots. But I think, you know, Alpi could pretty much do all of that, a little bit of all of that, and also handle the ball like a guard out on the perimeter. So,
hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
I am really getting bullish on Amen Thompson.
Ooh, you feel the blood flow.
Are you? Yeah. Yeah, I am. I've tried to kind of keep it to myself a little bit where I am. Like, I think I was really impressed with the step he took from year one to year two. Honest to God, I think he has already reached the point on this team, and Kevin Durant is on it, and Şengün is on it. Both of them are all-stars. I think he has reached the point where he's already the Draymond of this team. And I don't mean an asshat, but I mean that he is...
Doesn't punch nuts, yeah.
He is clearly got to be arguably the most irreplaceable person on the team, because I think he impacts more than any... Like, impacts the most more than anybody on the team.
I feel like Kobe's.
Right, like Steph Curry is their best player. Klay was, you know, their other best scorer. But Draymond was their best passer, by far their best defender. And he was so unique in the way he defended, it changed how they could play things. I think Amen Thompson brings that too. I think he's their best driver. Hell, right now he might be their best point guard option. And I think he could score it more. He jumped up into the mid-teens. Points per game. I think Amen Thompson has all NBA type of potential. And I'm talking this year. We already know he is thought to be arguably the best all-around defender in the game. And I'm looking at this third team all NBA this past year. These are some good players. Cade Cunningham, Halliburton, he's going to be gone all year. Harden, Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Williams with OKC. I think Amen Thompson can play to that, to make a jump to that level with especially the parts around him. He may not show up to like 25 a game or something like that, because that's not his complete game. But it feels like we're looking at a 18 and 9 or 10 and just lockdown defender with, you know, 5 assists type of game type of thing. Yes, his shooting is a problem, and I bet he's put a lot of work in there. If you can see the jump that he made from year one to year two in his game, clearly this is a cat that works on his game. I think he has a chance to be the all-around best player on this team and an all-NBA type player. I know I'm being aggressive on Amen Thompson, but I am really bullish on what he could do this year.
I just hope you're right. I think there's two things that are gonna stand in his way. I think number one, you mentioned the shooting. When I watch him, I just don't see a guy that's, I mean, he's got a long way to go from a shooting perspective, I think, to be considered an all-NBA type of player.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the other thing, I think there's going to be at least a three-headed monster here with Durant and Şengün. Is the opportunity going to present itself? You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. But those guys are going to see the ball in clutch time and throughout a game. I think a lot. Is there enough ball to go around for him to make that kind of jump?
Yeah, obviously the scoring is not the best thing that he does.
Right.
But I think it's coming up. I mean, what did he average last year, Tyler? 15 a game? I think he got up to like 15 and near 10 a game. I think there's a jump with that because I think the spacing's going to be better for him.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's plenty of guys that we've watched play offensive basketball. Just what was he at?
14.1 a game.
Yeah, 14 a game. Like, can he jump add 3 points to that? I think so. Can he get to around the 17 points? There are a lot of guys who played that had to figure out shooting as it went. And hell, Hall of Famers who've never figured it out. Russ, who've never figured it out.
Right.
But, you know, but could get to the – like, he is a hard dude to stop. Like, yeah, you want him to shoot, he's a hard dude to stop to get to the cup, especially with Jabari and Durant and maybe Reed Shepard on the outside that you can't come off of. So – I think we've seen that. Derrick Rose tried to figure it out. Again, I'm not saying he's those players, but I'm just saying we've seen some guys have to figure out shooting and really maybe never did, but still were able to get to that point. I don't know. I really love the potential here, and I just saw a level of confidence in him that we started to see as the year went on, even in the playoffs. He started off shaky in that series against the Warriors, but by the end of it, you know, he had pretty good confidence.
Dana Brown confidence.
Well, nobody has that. I'm not putting that. Hell, I would. I'd like to bottle some of that in there. Sprinkle a little of that DB confidence in on you. All right, coming up.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.